This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Been Millie Vanilli, right? Lip sync with the songs like this.
But you can't sing when you're lip syncing.
Oh.
You would still sing.
Your voice would
just doing karaoke.
Yeah, that's the story. Remember the story of me going to Baghdad with Tony Orlando and some other people that were celebrities to do, we on a mission from God, as it were, taking over. This was during sort of the last throes of the occupation of Iraq by American forces, and so I was invited to go with them. We had 16 or 17 people that went over bringing things to the children in classrooms in Iraq and bringing health stuff to the hospitals in Iraq. And then there was a USO tour that Tony was doing, and he asked me to be the announcer. So I was the announcer for him and the singers and the musicians, and he did all of his hits. And I was in the background with a microphone down by my side when I introduced him and then introduced members of the group. And then I started singing along with him and his songs. And he could hear me as I was singing because the microphone wasn't shut off.
It was
just
funny.
Down on my side. And he looked over at me as I was singing. I think it was Don. Don wasn't there, but Don was his accompanying group, but he had a couple of singers with him. And I think it was Knock Three Times we were singing. And
can you not sing along to that one?
Exactly, right. So but he was smiling, and he motioned to me to come out on stage and sing with him, and I didn't do that. Maybe I should have, but it was silly. He said, "Hey, you got a pretty good voice." But I knew all the words. That was what was so much fun. And I'm watching the soldiers out there, probably 400 or 500 soldiers who are out. This is, again, soldiers that are stationed in Baghdad. And we went to 4 different camps, I think, during that adventure. And they would all sing along. You know, that's what the good stuff is. When you got a singer like, oh, everybody knows those songs. Tie a yellow ribbon on an old oak tree. Everybody knows that song. Right? So how can you not sing along with it? And that's what makes it so much fun. So anyway, that's my sing along with Mitch story, or sing along with Doug, or sing along with Tony story. That's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, looking at progress, trying to find things where there is progress. Because, I don't know, you look at it, there are some people who say, well, there's failure, or there's victory. And so maybe if you were to dice, what do they call it, parsing words? That's what Clinton did with the meaning of is, remember? You probably don't remember. James, you know who Bill Clinton is, right? James Collins is a drone.
Do I know who Bill Clinton is?
Yeah, I just want to check and make sure I'm on the same plane here. I'm on the same planet.
But wait, what was the is thing, though?
Well, when he was being scrutinized for his extracurricular activity, he was impeached. And one of the things that came up during the trial, during his impeachment, they were getting down to the nitty-gritty, and they were trying to come up with a meaning for the word is. What is the meaning of is? And it got pretty silly.
Yeah, actually. I bet SNL had a fun time with it.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I remember a lot of all of that stuff that was going on. I just didn't remember. I don't remember the is thing.
Is. You're right. It was is. All right. So anyway, let's talk about progress. Is it that less failure equals progress? If you are underperforming and getting to the point of almost, let's say you're a salesperson and you're on the road and you can't sell and you feel like a failure, and then you all of a sudden sell something to someone. Does that mean that you're less of a failure? And isn't that progress? If you can't sell or haven't been selling, and then you sell something, that's progress, right?
Yes.
Look at it that way. Yeah. Teams, they're, you know, you've got to have put a team together. You've got to have all people that are playing together. That's what a team is about. And so when I look at the United Auto Workers reaching an agreement with the Ford Motor Company, they have been on strike for 40 days and 40 nights. Aha! Some religious significance to this. Anyway, they seem to have worked out an agreement with FOMO Co. That's the Ford Motor Company. You got that right.
You started to say FOMO, and I'm thinking fear of missing out?
Well, no, but that's the Ford Motor Company is known as FOMO Co.
FOMO Co.
Right. Yep. So what happens here, apparently, this is a big deal. Ford workers are going to have a big pay jump over the next 4 years, and apparently the union did pretty well. This is going to be the biggest pay raise that they've had in over 20 years. That is in terms of not dollars and cents, but in terms of the percentages, right? And you look around, this is a 4.5-year deal, by the way. 25% general wage increase. And if you look at that, this is kind of interesting. Go back 20 years. That's why I use the 20 years. Go back 20 years. This raise that they have gotten now is more than what they were being paid 22 years ago. Think of it. Does that register? Think about it. They got more money over the next 4.5 years as a raise, an increase, than they were being paid in actuality 22, 23, 24 years ago.
Wow.
Now, this is going to be interesting to see how General Motors and Chrysler work it out, because once one of these things is done, once somebody hiccups or blinks, that's basically what Ford did, although the union was asking about 40%, and they got 25%, so, you know, you always ask for more than you know you're going to get. So the increase for those who work in that Ford plant is down the street from the airport in Cleveland. Is that that's a Ford plant, isn't it, or is it a GM plant? I'm trying to remember. Man, they make the engines today. It's a Ford plant.
Big Ford plant.
Yeah.
West of Cleveland.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the good news for people, and that's progress, right? To this point, they had failed in coming up with an agreement, but now they have success. Progress. Yippee! Okay. Funny story about Donald Trump. I don't know, I'm talking about Trump more today than I usually do.
I noticed.
Yeah, I just, you know, sometimes you got to go along.
Reach the weekly quota in one day.
Yeah, yeah, right. You got to go along to get along. Well, we'll talk a lot about him on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show, as we always do. Anyway, there's a story from a book that's out called What's Left Unsaid, My Life at the Center of Power, Politics, and Crisis. And this is written by one of the people who was an aide to Trump. I'm trying to remember her name, but I don't remember it anyway. So the story is that Governor Cuomo was having a meeting with President Trump. And Trump says, let's play a prank on your brother. And so apparently they tried to get on the air. Trump tried... With Governor Cuomo, this is Melissa DeRosa, by the way, who is the aide. She's the one who wrote the book. Trump says, what's Chris's number? He picked up the phone. This is in the Oval Office. They're having a meeting and they're eating a meal together.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And like kids wanting to prank call people.
Right, that's exactly what
I kind of love this. Like, I really kind of love this.
Yeah, right. Your brother, what's his number? It wouldn't be hilarious if we prank called him right now while he's on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Cuomo couldn't read. He had the number, but when you go to see the president, they take your phone away from you. You can't bring a phone into the Oval Office. So Trump says, come on, this will be fun. Governor Cuomo said, I don't have my phone and I don't know what the number is. And then so Trump relented and said, it would have been funny. Yada, yada, yada. I think that's kind of fun.
Page somebody and be like, bring the man his phone.
Yeah, right, exactly. You're the president. Bring the phone into the office, for God's sakes. Anyway. And you wouldn't have think, if you listen, this is the thing about politics. They fight, fuss. With Trump, it's harder to be friends or friendly. But Cuomo is the governor of New York when Trump was in his heyday, in a manner of speaking. And so they had to have been, dollar for donuts, Trump gave whatever the max was to Cuomo's campaign. And so, they were friendly and, opposite sides of the political spectrum. But it does show the human side. As much as it's so easy to look at Trump and demonize him, the other side of it is, we all have a sense of humor. You can see him, actually. You can see the look on his face. Oh, come on. Let's call him. It'll be fun. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Too.
And I bet that story, really ticks a lot of people off of, a president should not be acting that way in the Oval Office. Can we just acknowledge that humans are humans and sometimes that people just want to have fun? And when it comes to, prank calling, that's pretty immature. But when it's someone you know, it was the dude's brother. Come on.
Yeah. I would do that in a second. In a heartbeat. Anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Huh? Why not? One of the things about the agreement with Ford that was a sticky wicket was electric cars and how they're going to build them. And so they got the 25% raise, but they had to give in a little bit on robots making these electric cars because it requires fewer workers to make the electric cars. So interesting when you put it in that perspective. But good for them. One less item to distract us, right, from the realities of the day. This is the Good Day program at 18 after the hour.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. At the helm, Mr. Steffen and Ms. Kirshner. They're going through, in this particular moment, social media stuff. Things that relate to social media and how technologically some of this stuff gets spread around. We have a concern about pedophiles using AI to create images of celebrities as a way of bringing children, these people, these are not even people. Scum. They're not even scum. What's the word you use for them?
It's actual demons on earth.
Demons. Right. Yeah. So anyway, what are the details of this? How is this, this has been obviously a growing problem.
Yeah.
Because the dangers of pedophiles using AI, what they can create, and how they get at youngsters.
It's absolutely awful. Yeah, the Internet Watch Foundation found some images on the dark web of a well-known female singer, they didn't name who, but basically reimagined as a child and being shared by predators. There are created images of child actors, actual child actors that have been manipulated to make these images appear sexual.
Thousands of images, too. Not just a few.
There's a lot. James and I were actually talking yesterday about there's an AI that can take anybody and make them appear naked, like fully naked. So there's probably going to be some nude photos that might be circulating around that aren't even real, and people use them for celebrities or the pedophiles with children, and it is just absolutely awful. Like these are the situations. This is in the category of situations where AI is not a good thing. We're too far gone with AI. People have access to these things to do this, and especially on the dark web.
These bastards.
It's disgusting.
They should be shot.
These are not human beings.
Nope. All right. Well, let's talk about somebody who is. This is actually a pretty good story. 18-year-old kid. Rejected by a dozen colleges, has found his next career move, been hired by Google. Stanley Zong, graduated from high school in Palo Alto, California, had almost a 4 GPA, right? And so, he got 1590 on the SATs, the total of 1600. So he said, this kid's a genius.
Yeah.
But he was rejected by 18 colleges.
And that's the kicker. When you get a rejection letter from a college, it never says why you were rejected.
No.
It's just
right.
that you're rejected. Try again next semester or next yeah. year. Or you get some people who are like, okay, well, you're waitlisted. So if people who were accepted decline our offer then and spots open up, then, you know, mm-hmm. we'll take you if you want it.
Well,
yeah, and no idea why this kid was even rejected.
While he's applying to all these schools, like Cal Polytech, et cetera, he also applied for a job at at Google. And Google, he says, in the worst case scenario, I get a job and I can see what it's like. So he goes and has an interview,
yeah.
and bingo, gets a job, goes to work.
Here's the kicker. He'd never expected to get a job offer from Google. He just
yeah.
thought it will give him good interview experience. Like,
yeah.
at least he'll get his name out
Smart.
There or meet somebody, and he will get some interview experience. So maybe later down the line, while in college or after college, he can circle back around. And here they were like, yeah, dude, you're great. You're smart. You're intelligent. You know how to do this. You're hired.
Yeah. Right. Good for him. So take that. You bums that are in the... Some of these schools, like UC Davis, there are a lot of good schools on this list. So why would you not... some of this stuff is
yeah.
silly.
I wish there was a little bit more information when somebody gets denied from a college of
yep.
why
yeah.
you were denied.
What can we do to better improve our...
Exactly.
Yeah.
How can you... Yeah.
yeah.
What do you need to do?
This program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, boats, RVs, that good stuff. Protection on the road, on the water. You get them both, and you can save a lot. Just dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online to progressive.com. How's that? 28 past here on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Numerous media reports are indicating roughly 24 people are dead after a mass shooting in Maine. The shooting took place in Lewiston, which is about 150 miles north of Austin. Roughly 60 people were injured in the shooting. It happened after firearms expert Robert Card, armed with a rifle, opened fire at multiple locations. Residents in the area were told to shelter in place into the night. The manhunt for Card continues. U.S. officials are reporting Israel has agreed to delay its Gaza ground offensive to allow a U.S. missile defense system to become operational in the area. The Wall Street Journal says the U.S. wants a position missile defense system to shield American troops against Iran-backed attacks. 24 American military personnel were injured last week in a series of drone attacks at U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Who's this? Diana Ross?
Donna Summer.
Donna Summer, okay. You know how much she sounds like Jay? Jay talking. I've not heard you sing, but her voice as she sings this, she sounds like Diana Ross, too. Donna Summer from Boston, a big disco queen in the 70s and 80s.
She's iconic.
She's great.
What was the one, No More Tears, Enough is Enough?
Yeah, right, and there's plenty of good stuff from Donna Summer, including that Focus on Fall on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, I just read. You know how we occupy our time. Sometimes I'm usually getting something to eat, and I grab. Sometimes I'm reading while I'm eating. So I just read. So this could be the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, that you hear all day from anybody on any radio program. Do you know? This tells you the kind of stuff that I read. I'm looking at a farm paper called Country Folks. And in Country Folks this week is a focus on pizza partners for the dairy industry. And in this informative treatise on pizza is the fact that every year in the United States of America, we eat 12 million tons of cheese on pizza.
That is a pretty lucrative business for the dairy industry. What do you think about it?
Yeah, it's great. Cheese is where you get cheese out of milk that's not good enough to be milk. That is, to be pasteurized and sold as milk, so they make it into cheese. Sometimes there's a cheese plant in Western Massachusetts, I'm talking about conventional cheese, where they bring the milk that may be tainted a little bit. Sometimes something happens to a load of milk and they have to do something with it, so they offload it at the cheese plant. And so I'm thinking about this as I look at how much it's hard to believe that this much cheese is eaten on a pepperoni pizza. But some of these thick pizzas, you know, that have the like almost two sides of the crust. There's thin pizza and there's thick pizza.
Oh, yes, and then the stuffed crust.
Right. But also cheese, when you get the cheese that's, they bread it and they fry it. What's that called?
Mozzarella sticks?
Sticks. That's it, yeah. That's part of this stuff. But cheese used in these things, 12 million tons of cheese. Okay. Have a pizza tonight. All right. All right, let's see here. Well, I suppose that's, in a manner of speaking, that's a great example of when life brings you lemons, you make lemonade out of it, right? That's a,
yeah.
The milk's no good for being bottled, but you can make cheese out of it because of the way they process it. So it's a good thing. Here's another example of that, making lemonade out of lemons. This is one of the, it's been described anyway as one of the last great firsts, the passage from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean up in the Canadian Arctic. Imagine that you're up there and you're rowing a boat. This is the first... Why would anybody do this? But, you know, there's always a challenge. Somebody, hey, has anybody ever rowed a boat up in the Arctic between the Pacific Ocean where it meets the Atlantic Ocean? It's called the Northwest Passage. And nobody had ever done it. So here are these three guys and a woman, Wes Hansen, Eileen Visser, Mark Agnew, and Jeff Wessel. They have called themselves the Arctic Cowboys. They have become the first to make the crossing with kayaks.
Wow.
You gotta be nuts.
Yes.
Right? The frigid water.
Oh, that just seems so cold.
Oh, horrors. They paddled 1,600 miles. Man, these guys have got to be in great shape. Take a look at this, the back on and the arms on these people. They got to have something really going for them. What the heck did they eat when they're out there in these boats? Right? Think about how this gets done. How much planning it had to take to be able to do this, and they used it to raise money for they got sponsors out of it. They used it for a couple of things that were important to them. But they had a lot of bad weather, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and the guy, the explorer who led this team from Texas, but he's done in the Amazon River, the whole 4,000-mile path before.
Yeah, same thing.
That once.
Yeah, but at least it was warm down there.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. Anyway, congratulations to them. Hi to the folks listening on KFAR. How do you do? And KAOI and KLCK, all folks that are listening, I want to say hi to Frank Miller. We are in the midst of changing a few things with the program, the delivery of the program, that sort of thing. And Frank Miller, who runs one of the radio stations that carries the program, sent a very nice note. And I thought I would read this because I appreciated it. We've carried your show for many years. You and your team do a phenomenal job. That's always nice to read. Isn't it nice to hear?
It is.
From anybody, no matter what your business is, no matter what's going on. And
well, and how easily people, whenever they like go to a restaurant, they have an experience somewhere, the only reviews that are ever left
are the bad ones.
Reviews. Yeah.
I hated that place. No, good. All right, so we're bouncing back here. I wonder how bad Vlad is doing. Speaking of bouncing back, there was a rumor that he'd had a major heart attack. And I don't know whether he did or he didn't. They're not going to tell you whether he did or he didn't.
I was going to just say, we would never know that for
sure. No, of course not. Not unless he was dead.
Even then, I could totally see them pulling a Dave moment with a Dave movie, mm-hmm. where they just hire somebody else that looks like him to stand in his place for a little bit.
Yeah. There's probably somebody who's got an iron mask on some place. Could be a puppet. Right? Or maybe they did like The Rock. Remember the other day we were talking about The Rock's new, his wax, the image of him in a wax museum, and it isn't mm-hmm. him, doesn't look like him
there
at all.
There was zero, yeah, it did not resemble him at all.
No, but could they do that for Bad Vlad? And if so, how would it look? Anyway, so I guess if it wasn't a bad heart attack, he's had a heart attack, under a lot of stress, yada, yada. So, but think about what would happen if he actually did have a heart attack under the circumstances. You know, what's going on in Ukraine? This is number three on the trending list today, the war. And what happens if, because these reports were unconfirmed when they started spreading around the usual social media stuff, the rumor came out of the Sky News box, and then there were a number of foreign outlets that picked this up, that Putin had suffered a heart attack.
But you notice they all used, quote-unquote, unconfirmed reports.
Right. But he was dead. And apparently they resuscitated him. And he had some kind of cancer, didn't there? Wasn't there a rumor about that last year, some kind of cancer?
I don't know. That's the thing. There's always these rumors. And sometimes you think, well, where there's smoke, there's fire. And, of course, that nobody would ever confirm this. And so then the rumor flies harder because they would never know.
Have a heart attack. I'm going to guess.
But also, I feel like, I don't know. I don't believe it. I'm not sure I think he did. I think it's just one of those things that people just keep spreading these rumors.
Yeah. All right. So anyway... there's
what is wishful thinking? If we say it, it may come to be.
Yeah,
is that
be.
One of the things that some people are?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know why we just didn't put a bullet in his head a long time ago as this thing gets started. We certainly have done that with plenty of other people around the world.
Yeah, but they weren't leaders. They were.
They weren't politicians? Osama? Well, Osama bin Laden, he was still active running Al-Qaeda or whatever the hell it was that he ran. So, you know, I think you can get rid of anybody you want to if you put your mind to it. Between Mossad,
aren't there UN legalities and stuff? Like, Osama bin Laden wasn't a president or anything like that.
Well, that may be. I'm not sure that all the countries in the world
He was the leader of an unofficial organization.
He at least should be in The Hague in Brussels on trial for war crimes. That hasn't happened either. Why is the question? But it also raises the question of what happens if he does. He's going to croak someday. So who's behind him? Who succeeds him if he croaks? And understanding what goes on inside the Kremlin, there are people, there are committees, there are people who spend their entire career, security officials, who study things like this to figure out what our next... It's like a game of chess. What's the next move? So Putin's dead. Some new guy comes in. It's like we keep talking about that fat little crapper in North Korea and what happens if he goes. His sister is next in line and she's worse than he is. So it's knowing those things that, you know, I mean, the government, the CIA, they study all of these people. They know who's around the corner and they know who's next. And they've already started trying to figure out how to maneuver the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. So, anyway, I find it interesting. As you say, all of the stuff that gets spread around, it may or may not be true. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so is this true? Let's bring it back home. There's a panel in the House this week asking questions about a $200,000 check. It was written from one Biden to another Biden. Oh, no. Nothing wrong with that, says a Joe Biden spokesman. The check came from James Biden. The Committee on Oversight is looking into this $200,000 personal check. This is his brother, by the way. James Biden is Joe's brother. Also, I guess there was a check from the sister-in-law, the wife of James. It was labeled a loan repayment. Nothing sneaky about that.
And all of these loan repayments came all at the same time.
I know. It's just Joe had a lot of dough, and he decided to help his family out, and he loaned money to everybody. Good for
and
you.
And they were all able to pay back at the same
time. Yeah, and they all paid it back at the same time. Isn't that great? Congratulations. What a great family. Super duper. All right. So anyway, the stink patch still exists, right? What else do you call it? It's a stink patch. These guys, they're all the. I shouldn't say it. It's not fair to say they're all the same. But people keep saying Trump, he's wonderful, and Biden is a bum. He's a crook. They're both crooks. I don't know whether they're both bums or not, but they. And why do they? Do you have to be a crook to get to the apex of this kind of power? Is that how you get there? I remember Richard Nixon. James, you remember who Richard Nixon is, right?
Yes, I'm just
checking. Make sure you know who Richard Nixon is.
I feel very targeted.
I'll bet you, if you went into the archives, you could find a piece of audio from Nixon saying he was not a crook.
Let me get to work on that.
Someplace in there, I am not a crook. I never did voices well. I can't do Nixon. Anyway, but most of us who were around remember when he was accused of being a crook. He's the president. You get everybody that's been president. The only person that I can remember who was never accused of being a crook was Dwight Eisenhower. The Kennedy family was crooked. I don't know that John, well, maybe, they, but the old man was as crooked as...
Well, yeah, he had his own daughter lobotomized.
Yeah, well, that,
having her own thoughts and opinions.
Yeah, well, she was interested in sex, and he didn't like that, so he had a lot of lobotomized. And none of the brothers said a word. Never. They never talked about it. I think Jackie O once talked about it, or wrote about it in a book. But it was secondhand knowledge because she didn't know about it until after she married JFK. Anyway, all right, where's that? I can tell that we've got a I'm not a crook thing coming from someplace. But we got to stop because it's 48 past the hour. We'll find it.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kirian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates. And you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover. This is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health, a focus on your health and well-being. If you want to really go to the nth degree and have Ken check you out at Lake Cardiology, which is his clinic down in Florida, just call him for an appointment. You can do it online or you can do it in person, 352-735-1400. I will tell you it is worth every minute. Wherever you're traveling, I go down there every year and spend the day with Ken and not only enjoy his company, but his informative way of looking at what's going on. So help yourself. Again, the number is 352-735-1400. What do we need to know? Maybe this is better. You said, you know, we're trying to stay away from COVID stuff. You said proudly earlier on, well, no COVID today. I saw something that suggested that COVID shots might raise stroke risk if you are older. Is there to add to that, or is it even true? Does the shot give you a chance, slight chance to get a stroke? I mean, that's what people say happened to Jamie Foxx.
Well, you know, I think that this is data that's still being collected, and all this will do is scare people away from the shots, and it's really the elderly, the 75 and older, who need this. And this is just a decision, you know, you have to individualize with your doctor, because there may be a slight increase in the stroke, but there's definitely in some people a great increase in death if they don't get it. And this is the complexity of practicing medicine. It's not always an easy decision to balance risk. So, yes, COVID shots may slightly raise stroke risk in the oldest. We're talking about the oldest among us, Doug, and I don't put you in that category. But again, this is where the most benefit is in the oldest among us. So you have to be very careful when talking about this so you don't unexpectedly, unintentionally scare people. But this is why it's very difficult and why there's no one answer that's right for everybody about all this. And this is a question that needs to be individualized. It's all about individualized medicine.
Yeah, well, we all have different bodies. Everybody, you know, the DNA on everyone is different. So we may have some similarities. That's the thing I get sort of turned on. I turn on talking about how the one size fits all when it comes to drugs, I think, is nonsense, because we're all different. We react differently to medication as we react differently. That's why they have all these ads on TV. I tell you for 15 or 20 seconds why Ozempic is the most fabulous thing in the world, and then they'll spend 40 seconds telling you to look out because you may have this, that, or the other thing that'll kill you if you take the drug. That's because our bodies are all different, right?
Absolutely. And the study that you're talking about, where there was a slight increase in risk, was when it was given with the high-dose flu vaccine. You know, there's most of us get the regular-dose flu vaccine. I just had mine yesterday. But the elderly, it's suggested for some elderly to give a double dose, and that's what's most effective. But in the study that you're reporting about, these were people aged 85 and older who, when they got both the high-dose flu vaccine and COVID, there was a slight increase in risk of stroke. And, you know, this still needs to be untangled further.
All right. Now, as we finish the month of October, one of the things, there are a lot of things every month that are sort of celebrated or acknowledged in terms of health to call attention to one's health in a particular part of the body. October is National Healthy Lung Month. And so we, as the American Association for Respiratory Care focuses on this and has for the past 10 years or so, we acknowledge that there are 10 million people who get diagnosed every year with chronic bronchitis. What does that lead to? What do some of the more minor things lead to? Like COVID certainly affected our lungs, and there are colds and flu and stuff. So what happens?
What happens with chronic bronchitis?
Or anything else that bothers your lungs. Without your lungs, you're a goner.
Right.
So, and people smoke and do all kinds of stupid stuff to their lungs. You got to wonder what they're thinking. But, you know,
it's sadly a common way to go out. All those things just damage the lungs, and that's why I'm not a big fan about smoking anything.
Yeah, pot, cigarettes, anything like that. All right. Beware of the health of your lungs. I guess that's how we end this portion of the Good Day program. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.